Remember the Cold War? Well, when it ended, the U.S. and Russia agreed to cooperate to secure the former Soviet nuclear arsenal. But now, with relations in a deep chill again, Russia is reportedly ready to end nuclear security cooperation with the U.S. That raises several concerns, and I spoke about them with Matthew Bunn. He directs the Project on Managing the Atom at the Belfer Center at Harvard.
It was no longer politically sustainable in Russia with the kind of deep freeze in U.S.-Russian relations that has happened with the crisis in Ukraine to say Russia is a weak country that needs America's help to manage its nuclear material. And at the same time, the United States, as part of the sanctions over Ukraine, had just cut off nuclear energy cooperation and nuclear science cooperation that Russia valued, but said, well, we want you to keep working on the stuff that we value on nuclear security. And the Russians basically said, look, let's call an end, let's stop. In the big picture, the days of U.S. experts going to the major nuclear facilities in Russia and helping make sure that nuclear material is secure and can't be stolen and fall into terrorist hands seem to be over.
Well, you talked about the deep freeze in U.S.-Russian relations. It sounds like you're not too surprised that this has happened.
No, the Russians have been sending signals that this was going to happen for quite some time. And the reality is a large fraction of the work that needed to be done did get done before this happened. Nuclear security in Russia is dramatically better today than it was in the 1990s. Now, you know, weapons-usable nuclear material, when it's not in use, is sitting in a steel vault with an armed guard, security cameras. There are detectors at the door to set off an alarm if a would-be thief is carrying something out in his briefcase. But there are still weaknesses that need to be addressed. There's still a serious problem of insider theft and corruption in Russia.
Is that the biggest weakness?
That's my biggest concern. In 2012, just as an example, the director and two of the deputy directors of one of the biggest plutonium and highly enriched uranium factories in Russia were arrested for millions of dollars in corruption. Not stealing nuclear material, but arranging
kickbacks. You can see the weak links in the chain.
Yes, you can see the weak links in the chain.
In Russia, how much nuclear material are we actually talking about?
Huge quantities of material. It's hundreds and hundreds of tons of plutonium and highly enriched uranium, enough for literally tens of thousands of nuclear weapons. Some of that got destroyed over the last 20 years or so in a truly remarkable deal in which Russia would dismantle nuclear weapons, take the highly enriched uranium from those nuclear weapons, blend it down to low enriched uranium, that's the standard fuel for nuclear power plants, and sell it to the United States. So for 20 years or so, almost half of the nuclear-generated electricity in the United States, almost one out of every 10 light bulbs, was being powered from a dismantled Russian nuclear bomb.
No way.
That's an amazing thing.
That's an incredible story. We know how President Obama feels. He made pretty clear in 2009 that he was really worried. Biggest fear in the world was loose nukes. Where's the hope if it looks like Putin is just unwilling to cooperate?
Well, I think there's different ways to skin this cat. What they are really objecting to at the moment is the notion of prying U.S. eyes at some of their most sensitive facilities, you know, U.S. money paying for their nuclear security. That's not very sustainable in Washington anymore either, given our budget problems. But I think a relationship where you have technical people working together, where they come to our facilities as much as we come to theirs, where a lot of what's going on is discussions in Moscow rather than being at nuclear facilities. If you go back all the way to the Cold War and ever since, it's often been dialogues between scientists and technical experts that offered a back channel when the governments weren't being able to talk to each other very well that allowed us to solve problems. And maintaining those personal relationships and dialogues is critically important.
Matthew Bunn directs the Project on Managing the Atom at the Belfer Center at Harvard. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.